tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain, or Wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
I can't try new things, and I feel like it's damaging me and my relationship. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's part of being sober or what. I mean, spinning, maybe you can help. Because, Matt, I know you're not a video game man, but maybe this can go as far as watching a television show or movie or something.
I often find that I have a hard time getting into shows.
I keep going back to the same stuff is what I want to get to.
Especially if I don't know anyone watching the show. The fun that I have watching things is sharing them with other people. So.
Well, I guess with video games, it's occupying time and feeling familiar and comfortable. But, you know, I haven't beat Ghost of Tsushima, which Spencer just conquered.
That was a lot of fun, but I didn't beat it initially when it came out. Sometimes you just got to... Wait till the right moment.
I got a new game for my birthday. I got a game about a year ago, but I'm playing Skyrim right now.
That's how
old I am. I keep going back to Skyrim, Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto, but how do you get comfortable doing something new and different? How do I get into the zone of enjoying a new show, a move, whatever?
Take a walk.
Without going back to the familiars.
Take a walk.
Just go out and take a walk, and then I'll suddenly want to come back and watch something different.
You're already admitting right now that you're just bored.
Yeah.
And so you're just trying to fill your boredom with distraction. Television, no offense, it's entertainment, it's escapism. I love it too, but if you're like bored with the thing that's supposed to keep you from being bored but doesn't really add to your life, then you're just really bored. So go for a walk.
Yeah, do something else. That's what I used to, because I played video games growing up just because it kept me occupied and... You know, kept the voices away in my head and stuff like that. So as I grew older, I was like, why don't I enjoy video games as often or as much? One, I'm, you know, doing a lot more with my life. And two, you change. You're supposed to change as you grow. And I don't feel that I fill the void or use them in the same way.
Okay.
I don't think that's a bad. I don't look at it as a negative thing anymore. It's just I like having fun in a bunch of different ways now.
I think y'all are missing my point of this, but maybe. Maybe this is kind of getting to somewhere deeper. All right, I've gone on a walk. 10 minutes has passed. It is now 9:15 p.m.
Oh, it's time
I have
for
6
bed.
Hours before I go to bed. What do I do next?
Okay, why are you going to bed that late?
Because
I
want to.
Yeah, that's another issue. Let's get you onto a regular sleep schedule.
At least midnight.
Okay, fair enough. But it's just, I feel frustrated that my fiance and friends, they know not to get me Lego sets or something like that because he's got everything. He's got this, that. I understand. We all have people like that. Our coworker Bob, we wouldn't buy him speakers or a turntable or, heaven forbid, the time I bought him a vinyl album and he's like, oh, I got 3 of these. It's cool.
Okay.
So they think I'm like a gamer, and so I keep getting these video games,
right?
And I'm like, I'm never gonna play this. Okay. I'm never gonna jump into God of War or into the Spider-Verse. Like, it's, I just want to go back to my comfortable little normal thing that I'm nestled to, and it's keeping me from trying new experiences is one. And two, you know, whenever she wants to watch something, I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it. I don't know. I want to watch something new. So I lose out on watching new stuff. Maybe that's the crux where we start. Like, why am I not able to jump into new entertainment?
Because you're a grown-up.
Because I'm just not interested in it. She thinks it's a control thing that I have to feel comfortable knowing the outcome of what happens.
That
or
could be true.
That's always been your issue with stuff. So you'll go read about it online before you go to see like Doctor Strange or something. Like,
or we'll start a series and I'll be like, I don't want to watch it now. It stresses me out. Anytime there's conflict, you know, maybe I'm just a sad, weird, sad man, and I just deserve my Lego.
I don't know, man.
I'd go for a walk and then go straight to bed.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're only
walking... 6:30 p.m.
Perfect.
All right.
That's all right. You'll wake up at midnight.
If you've worked a good, full, long day, then you should be tired. That's what you need. That's what you need, young man.
I'm not roofing houses anymore. I'm working in radio,
My advice is to not worry about it so much, because there will be times where you feel the need to explore new things, but most of the time... We're exploring new stuff in here every single day, conversations, and you're doing a lot of new and different things at times.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't feel like it's the same. And so you'll want those comforts at the end of the day. sometimes it's a relationship with someone. Sometimes it's something you're used to, and you don't have to feel anxious because you know what's about to happen.
You want something new? Take a left at the stop sign instead of a right. To walk up there. Go walk around those. Go walk around them streets in your neighborhood, man.
Runberg.
There you go. That's new.
Knock that item off your bucket list or create your bucket list. It's bucket list day. That's right. It's National Bucket List Day, reminding us that it's never too late to fulfill your dreams, to go on that vacation, inspire people. Never too late to make a bucket list and goals. And as I was making my bucket list, I realized it's too late.
Is it?
I've either don't it's have over. As much interest or I've already done some of the smaller things. I don't know what would be on my bucket list. Your mom, your mother-in-law went skydiving. That seems like a big thing.
I thought you were saying that my mom was on your bucket list with that weird pause right there. I was just like, okay, damn, bro, we can talk to her, but her bones are brittle, brother.
Yeah, be careful. Well, sore ears, CJ. So
yeah, it would be a very
a little heavy petting,
two
maybe.
Matching sore hips in the bed together.
Someone might have to marionette us to actually make it happen. You know, a little puppet sex. Yeah, that's. Man, that's not a bad joke. Let's restart the segment. Hey, Matt, you know what's on my bucket? Your mom.
It's all right.
You did it, buddy. You got there.
But seriously, today I want us to leave this segment with a bucket list.
Okay.
And I can't think of anything specific. I have no interest in flying in a helicopter until Stevie Ray died. I have no interest in skydiving. I have no interest in like climbing Everest. You know, I'm trying to think of big, crazy bucket list things.
That sounds like other people's bucket list, though.
It does, but I'm trying to think of something grand and adventurous, and I don't have anything grand and adventurous.
Maybe it's because you lived a grand and adventurous life already,
yeah,
CJ.
Maybe that's what it
well,
is.
I've done some cool stuff. There is one thing I'd like to add to it.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Yeah, because when I had a college threesome, it kind of counted, but it kind of didn't. I need one more shot crack at it.
Because just three dudes.
yeah.
I mean, that does count.
Just
you're right.
You guys. Just us.
That's how we started the show initially.
What about, I came up with kind of a travel one, but what about y'all? Have y'all had bucket lists, achievements, accomplishments? Matt, you were in TV, movies, stand-up. I mean, you seem like you've done it.
You make my life sound pretty cool when you say it like that. I was like,
you were on the cover of the Chronicle. Man. You were once pretty cool. You were 20 years ago. You did some. You had some heat on you, boy.
Yeah, it really went downhill from there.
I guess so.
I wouldn't mind traveling. I'd like to go to India. I've always wanted to go to India. I wouldn't mind going to Japan. Japan seems like a fun place to travel to.
I want to try those like really expensive strawberries from Japan. Actually,
ooh, so nice.
Visit
nice.
Japan. Try the. Yeah. I don't know. They're supposed to be delicious.
They sell them in vending machines along with underwear.
Yeah, don't mix them up. Don't wear an expensive berry. I think that maybe my bucket list now is getting my kids to graduate high school.
I guess,
sounds really lame.
I guess having a kid, it does kind of change.
When you have kids, it will completely change what you think is important in life.
He goes to high school and doesn't kill himself or someone else.
That's important.
High hopes.
I think if something that's, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I would like a week of waking up at a regular hour. You know, I've been in morning radio for 15 years now.
Yeah, and idea
of just like, you know, some people talk about, oh, well, I went to breakfast on the way to work. And what are you talking about? Or that they just go out and they read the newspaper in the morning and work out. Any of those things. I've done it before, like, once. You know, it's a one-off. But the idea of it just being, like, a week of that sounds... I know that sounds really lame to you guys and most people, probably.
Well, it's because...
It sounds wonderful to me.
I've been there because I've worked a little bit of morning radio. When I worked in TV news, I did that. And doing those things at 3, 4 a.m. is just creepy.
It's
weird.
Dark. It's dark.
The sun's not rising.
But
if you're
you don't
doing
feel
it
like your day is starting.
If you're doing that from 6 to 8 a.m. before most people might go to work at their regular jobs, it's nice. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
All I can think of, again, is travel. I want to go to Iceland, New Zealand, Japan.
Let's go.
Like stuff like that. But then when I was thinking about travel, I'm like, it's stressful and I have to sit still on a plane for 12 hours. Maybe I don't want to do that.
Can't we just call into the station and broadcast via our phones or something? Like do a three-way call or something?
We can do that.
Oh, that would fulfill one of my dreams.
Is that called a three-way call or a threesome call? What do you call that?
Well, you can do video chat. Spinny, you got any... You got any bucket list goals?
I've always been thinking about it recently.
Get a life.
This does say, yeah, exactly. You're not far off.
Oh, man.
I'd like to start a family, but I don't see that happening, and it kind of makes me sad because I feel like I've gotten too far past the prime age as a gentleman.
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter as much for us boys, and you're still pretty.
That's fair.
You're pretty far younger than me, so you're, and I'm just now getting into that. And I'm probably old for it, so I wouldn't worry. It happens when it happens.
Well, I guess you did just get a house, and I'm like, I can't imagine myself getting a house.
I couldn't
house
either
ever.
Until I just got a house. Hey, that's a bucket list thing. I got my own house. I don't have to pay rent.
Bucket list.
Yay!
Did you get a bucket with your house? How to slash your food and or grocery budget.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's the Parent Pickup with our friend and dad, Matt Bearden, here on the CJ Morgan Show.
Yeah, I would talk a little about this. I know this is kind of, this feels like some kind of school marmish kind of topic.
I need to know.
We need to cut some bills, dog.
Here's the thing. I was in a discussion with a buddy of mine the other day. He was talking about how expensive food has gotten. And then in that conversation.
Simple Bidenomics.
It might be part of it, but also in that conversation, we talked about how many times per week he is
door dashing,
grub-hubbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, no doubt. There's a huge indicator right there. And he's like, well, but that used to be cheaper. Well, of course. Yeah. Here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about Uber, Grubhub, things like that. When they're trying to buy up market share, they underwrite all that stuff. They cover $10 to $15 of your purchase every time you do.
They make it cheaper, yeah.
To make it cheaper for you to get in. Eventually, they go back to full price, and then they need to become profitable once they've gotten you hooked in. So here's the thing about grocery shopping. A lot of us during COVID got used to doing things like buying our groceries online and doing a curbside pickup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is I haven't really been affected by the food inflation because one, you hit it exactly what I was going to talk about. We ordered online a lot, curbside, whatever, which is more expensive. We door dashed a lot.
Right.
And my old house that I lived in that I just moved away from was next to a Target. So I was already paying the Target tax on everything. So now I live next to a Walmart and an HEB.
Yeah, so my groceries
are cheaper. So I'm like, what do you mean everything's more expensive?
Please take in mind, I am not one of those scolds who's just like, well, you need to put away the avocado toast. I don't think you should stop having joy. And guess what? That online shopping and curbside pickup at HEB, man, is it convenient.
Yes.
But when you compare the price of what you're paying for that versus going into the store, it's much cheaper.
Yeah,
if nothing else, you're standing there and you can compare prices. You don't have that with curbside. So number one is go in person. Go to the grocery store. Here's the other thing that's great about it. It's really convenient to fill your cart when you're sitting at the house, right? Especially if you're having a cocktail, a glass of wine or something.
But when
you're at the grocery store, you want out in a hurry, which means you will leave some stuff on the shelf you otherwise might have bought that you don't need.
Plus, you want to try to get in the under 20 or 15 line, and when you start packing it up, you start getting anxious.
Yeah.
I do that quite often. Also, I was going to say, with like things like Favor and DoorDash, you can also, I don't want to cut out the driver's stuff, but you can also order from those places and go pick it up yourself. That's what I've been doing.
Carry out.
Essentially just doing carry out, and it's you save 10-15 bucks doing that alone, just by driving, because a lot of times you're ordering from the Whataburger that's right by your house or whatever late at night.
Here's a hack that I've come up with too that's been really helpful is I have figured out that things that we eat a lot of in my house, and it's not a huge change, but over a year, maybe it saves $100 or something. Well, like, my family eats a ridiculous amount of hummus, right? I have two kids. Hummus. They're kind of picky, but they love hummus. Some people don't like it. I get it.
I enjoy it, but it's not cheap.
Of hummus.
And
For a little 8-ounce serving, it's around $4, right?
Yeah.
Except a can of garbanzos and a jar of tahini. And you're looking at the same price for, and that goes a long way. I've gotten used to it, so I just started making my own hummus all the time.
Which is good. It'll taste the same. You can also flavor it different, but do the kids notice? That's the thing.
They like it much better.
Okay, good,
and
because
here's the
sometimes.
The weird thing about it is that, I mean, I do feel like I'm one of these pioneer people who's decided to live off grid, you know, making my own hummus.
Yeah, that's what the Americans were known for in the Wild West.
Well, you know what I mean, is that I feel like I'm scurrying. But it. my kids like it better. It's faster. It's easier.
Because you can rip through a $6 Sabra with four people in a day.
And instead, I'm making it, and it's costing me, I don't know, like 70 cents to make the same amount. I know that sounds kind of silly, like I'm really penny pinching, but just doing that has gotten me to look at for other things. And it's just got me back in good habits of not spending extra where I don't need to spend extra.
What about this? I enjoy string cheese too much. Instead, I can buy a block of cheese, mash it, and roll it up with my hands, and wrap it in plastic.
Don't you do that already?
Pioneer string cheese.
You're joking about that, but here's another thing.
It's an idea.
I've tried to have this discussion with my wife about how much cheaper it is to not get the individually wrapped things.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
If the grocery store takes one bag of chips and then divides it into 24 tiny bags of chips, they're going to charge you about six times for that. I know now we're talking about cents here.
But that stuff saves up.
Well, yeah, overall, I mean, I think we've probably, just since we started doing this, knocked about $250 a month off of our bill. And that adds
solid.
Up. That does add up.
That's money in the bank, baby.
Could I also say another thing is...
don't have kids.
Oh, that's another one. But the rotation has become pretty important because we used to buy the same stuff all the time. And then sometimes my kids get bored. And then I notice sometimes stuff doesn't get eaten. Like, a $7 thing of strawberries.
Rotate. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Now when the strawberries show up, everyone's excited that strawberries have shown up because sometimes they're not there for 3 weeks.
It's a delicacy.
And then they're gone in a day. And I would rather it... Look, even if it's going away in a day, I'd rather it go into bellies and guts than straight into the trash can. So anyway, I know this.
You don't have a hummus compost?
I know. Please excuse the helpful hints from Heloise today, but I just thought that, you know. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, here's the thing that's helped me is kind of becoming more mindful about the whole thing.
Last chance to text in for Weezer tickets. Who's gonna win, Matt, Spinny, or will the contest fail? You can text one of those three options to 512-835-1015. Matt, Spinny, or fail. You can also level up by trying to guess the name of the song before they do. Text us in, and let's do it. Let's play the dang old game. You're screwed for Weezer tickets. Back in the days of radio, Matt, did you know we used to play off record players? You and I never did that.
No,
not even close. I did CDs for a while.
I didn't. I got hit after CDs.
But luckily, we have a computer that does most things. Anyhow, you would have to have the record player queued up perfectly and just right and have it ready to go at speed. Otherwise, the song you were playing would go and wind up. So I made a little game just out of that called You're Screwed. We're going to play Weezer songs.
Okay.
And we're going to start them off slow, and then they'll catch up to speed like the record player. Here's the way it works. Every song in my head, there is a three-point realm, a two-point realm, and then a one-point realm.
Okay.
Y'all are going to guess the song by buzzing in. Once you think you know it, buzz in. I will pause the song, and then you can guess, and you'll get either 3, 2, or 1 point, depending on where you're at. If you get it incorrect, you don't lose points, but your opponent gets a 1 point shot, and they get to hear the rest of the song.
Okay.
So they get to hear the full song, 1 point, no matter where you stop it. We good?
So you're saying when you buzz in, you better know what you're doing.
Hopefully, yeah, but your opponent gets that free shot. They can only get 1 point total out of it, wherever the song is. Are we ready to try it out? We ready for our first one?
I guess.
Sure. And away we go. Don't laugh.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Spencer is first.
Sweater song.
Sweater song is correct, and you were just at the edge of the two-point realm, so I'm still going to give you two. Okay. It ended the two-point round, but you know what? You did well. I like you. You're cute. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that.
Shucks.
Ready for song number two. 2-1. Let's do it. This is Your Screwed Weezer edition.
Is that El Scorcho?
Yes, it is. 1 point for Spencer.
Why was I so confused on that one?
That's okay. You did well. Matt, you're not a Weezerman, are you?
Do you want to know a secret about me?
Yeah, you're not a Weezerman.
I've never listened to Weezer, so it's going to be a little tough for me.
Okay. Can I give you help? Other than El Scorcho, I picked all the most well-known songs. So maybe even working in radio or... This, see, I
the
thought
only
this
one
would be
I
little...
know is that sweater song that he played. You played. All right, we'll see how it goes.
Should I have thrown in Dinosaur Jr. and Flaming Lips?
I would have nailed those left and right, dude, all day long.
This doesn't feel good.
Maybe
for
we should play against a listener.
No. Let's just play. Maybe. Who knows? Let's see what happens.
All right, here we go. You know what? I've decided that...
Is that Ash Pie?
It is Ash Pie.
There you go.
What's that? Another point for Spencer.
Are you doing one of those things where you're getting disappointed?
I am, because...
Why?
I stopped.
Don't you think the listeners are enjoying this? Because they're guessing it before we do, and making us look like fools should be enjoyable for you.
Yeah, and they're texting.
You're thinking about this the wrong way. You're wanting the game to go well, and you just need to let the game go the way the game's
going to
go.
I'm wanting it to be competitive, but here's the deal. I stopped doing listeners calling in and going head-to-head.
Right.
And because they'd be like, oh, I couldn't hear that, what? Or they'd be like, I don't get how to buzz in with my name. And I was like, oh, we'll just have the on-air people compete on their behalf because it goes faster. But then I'm realizing, like, you and Spencer are pretty bad at stuff. Spencer's like me. He knows the things, but then he gets in his own head and gets mad, and it will ruin his day if he doesn't do well in a contest.
He's kicking my ass right now.
If you just don't know stuff, you know it. So we should have two listeners playing.
Wouldn't it make you mad if I was just buzzing in with stupid jokes the whole time? Because I've done that before, and you get upset, and you go, I'm not taking it seriously.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to get mad no matter what.
Okay,
like,
well, then there's no way we're going to beat that.
You just got to learn the living with CJ part.
Okay.
But,
oh, yeah. Still learning.
All right. Okay. Spencer 4, Matt 0.
Okay.
Here's your next one, which maybe you'll be able to get, Matt. We just need the title.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Buddy Holly.
No.
Damn, dude.
It's Africa.
It is.
But so Weezer covered that?
Yes, they did.
I only know it as a Toto song.
I mean, technically, you already guessed once, but that was a joke guess, so I'll give you a point anyway.
Hell yeah.
A joke
See?
Guess.
See? This is going great.
It is Spinny 4, Matt 1. This last one is worth 3 points. 3 total points.
Oh, okay.
So either Spinny wins or y'all tie.
Okay.
Here we go. Maybe I just like this because of the sound. Spencer!
Why did it take me so long?
Yeah, it took you way too long.
That's the name of the song right there.
There you go. Spencer wins the contest, but I'm going to say... Again, we did 3 options. We did Spinny, Matt, or Fail. I'm going to call this one a fail. Yeah, so whoever texted Fail
fun,
is our pool of winners.
I had a good time. Spinny, you had a good time?
I had fun.
You know what? That's all that matters is that y'all get to team up and be mean to me and make fun of my dumb contest.
Yeah, you guys can make fun of me at the CJ Morgan Show.
It's also, I had to like bring my record player in, and I had to go buy all these Weezer songs on vinyl.
I've always been embarrassed at how little I know about Weezer.
Great news, gentlemen. I'm working to have a baby, a child of mine, my own CJ.
Where can you get a baby?
Hopefully from my parts.
Your parts?
Yeah, I'll make one myself.
Oh, are you just bragging that you're having sex? Is that what this is right now?
That is a nice part of it.
That's not cool.
I gotta say, and I'll keep up the script as long as I can. But
who are you having sex with?
I have a problem. That both your moms are infertile, so that's who I'm having sex with.
My mother's 80.
I got a big problem with this whole thing, and it's over territory and space. And at first, I was kind of joking about it, and then I got mad about it, and then I'm like, no, I can take care of it. And then I kind of get mad about it every now and then. We have 4 bedrooms in the new house we bought because we got a great deal, and we thought we're going to want this. I was kind of pitching that my fiance's office should be the kid's room,
mm-hmm.
that you should put a crib in there because it's already got a couch, a TV, it's got her desk. And she's like, no, it's going to be the Lego. Like I'm like, it's not going to be the Lego room. And it kind of pisses me off, and it's not fair that I'm losing my space. where I have $10,000 worth of collectible Legos. It is the most used room besides the bedroom. So we're going to have an empty-ass guest room, an empty-ass office that she never uses, and then also a baby's room. Like, why can't the crib go in our bedroom?
That's not what's going to happen at all. You're going to have a baby's room. You're going to have another baby's room. Eventually, the guest room that has grandparents in it will also be taken over, and that'll become like a playroom. Also, the den will be a playroom. And the kitchen will be a playroom. Also,
the dining room will be a playroom.
You are so young and immature that you don't even know where you're headed right now.
Let me tell you
this.
Question.
You're going to lose everything. You're not going to have a place to store your armor.
Uh-oh.
You won't have a place to store your swords.
So that's the thing, is my Lego rooms also, it's not just that. It's like old antique stuff I bought. It's all like history books.
Don't you have a garage?
You don't put stuff like that in a garage.
You also don't get
it's also got. It also has expensive shelving.
All of your Legos will be grabbed by small hands. They will be dropped. They will be shattered. And then they will be used to rebuild like stuff like just a square. And it's going to drive you crazy. But my God, man, you have to let go of you thinking you have any life at all that it's yours.
I can't have one room that's mine?
No, you can't.
So I don't get a room.
If you're a dad and you have any room in your house, call us. Oh, do you hear the phone ringing right now?
That's not fair. It's my room. Like she gets four rooms for her and the baby, and I get zero rooms.
Yes,
I get a garage.
Congratulations.
And I won't even get into the garage because all the crap she buys from Amazon that we don't use will have to go in the garage.
Quick question. Do you have a shed in your backyard?
No. I can't put this stuff in a shed.
Time to start building one.
Let me ask you a question. You've seen my wife before. What kind of car does she drive?
A minivan.
Brand new, right?
Yeah.
It's got the TVs in it. It's got back seat and front seat air conditioning. Brand new, right?
Yeah.
What do I drive?
You drive an old truck, but you like
it. How old?
I drive a Hilux. It's
25 years old. I'm telling you right now, my man, if you want to enjoy the rest of your life, you need to let go of the idea that you have any more life.
It's my
else's life now.
So Lego just goes away.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You're going to find real joy, though, when your kids start picking up Legos and playing with them.
Absolutely. Because it is fun. When we have friends come over with kids, I let them go in the Lego room, and everyone's just like, what if they break something? I'm like, so it's Lego. I can put it back together.
You got to let go of the control right now.
Okay.
Because you're getting ready to have somebody in the house that completely takes over
the
control.
That's fine, but why can't I have my room for collectibles and stuff?
You can.
Like one area.
It can. You can have that room in whatever apartment you rent for your girlfriend.
Okay. Also, she says that like the crib can't go in a bedroom or a guest room. And I'm like, why not? It's like, oh, you need your whole ass room. I'm like, why do you need a whole ass room for a little chud chode that's not going to do anything but waddle for a year or two?
I cannot wait for the fight you're getting ready to have.
Also,
when she starts the whole nesting thing and she's like, I need you to paint these drawers. And you go, okay, I'll get them painted. Because you'll think, before the kid gets here, they need to be painted.
No,
she says they need to be painted, she means in the next 5 minutes, this needs to be painted.
Also, I want to make it very clear, Matt. I've been to friends' houses, and they give up, and they just have kids' crap everywhere.
Congratulations.
And it looks like a hoarder home. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I will not do that.
Every parent ever has said that.
Not everyone's me. I will not fail.
All right, man.
Yeah. This is going to be so good, dude.
I can't wait to watch this.
So much good show content coming up.
No, there's not. This is the worst thing for a radio guy to have is actually, radio guys are supposed to be single swinging and having fun. Every radio guy that talks about their kids on air becomes boring.
Right. And you know why I'm boring? Because I'm a broken man. You know what's going to be really interesting? It's watching
me break.
Watching you break.
The wild pony.
That's right, baby.
This is not fair. Let's take a look at local news. Greg Abbott sent the DPS to UT to curb protests, which I thought we couldn't do anyways. Man indicted in West Campus stabbing. Person dies after auto ped crash on Westlake. Man found dead identified in South Austin. Man died in Spicewood airplane crash. APD officer charged in trespassing in ex's apartment. But let's get to the big story that's been all over the news. Foxtrot is closing all four locations, including Austin. That is for some, I do not know what it is. It is not Austin owned. It is based out of Chicago. But that has been, according to Austin social media, the top story.
Well, where else are you going to get a $19 soda?
A restaurant from another city is closing, and that's like what everyone's talking about.
I think they're
insane
talking about it because it's everybody's favorite convenience store that uses Helvetica.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you read the rest of the news. This is I guess a sad thing still.
I guess
say maybe they're trying not to focus on the dead bodies, but
I think
a restaurant focus on an overpriced place.
I get why they're
focusing. Was it popular?
I never went into one that wasn't packed, but it also was problematic from the very beginning. I don't mean socially or politically problematic. I mean it was problematic in that there was a lot of sighs that sometimes came from employees, and it just was very, very, very expensive. I think it was kind of a bougie, she kind of place, but no offense.
Yeah.
That works for some people. That's fine. And there could be a market for it. I think why it's stunning and why it's making the news is that they just got here a year ago
and it happened,
to a
boom.
Lot of acclaim. Mm-hmm. They shut down over the entire nation, and you're getting ready to see a lot of shutdowns as we kind of reorganize from the COVID upswing. And by that, I mean a lot of people saved money because they weren't going out.
And then when it ended, it was like,
people went nuts. And they went nuts for probably longer than they should have. And I think the great awakening is coming suddenly where, I think people are getting a little smarter about how much they go out.
We're going to pinch our pennies.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's
and, you know, this is, I call it a false inflation. You've talked about it before, but it's prices are going up not because of the cost and the value of our money or anything. It has a little bit to do with logistics, shipping, rarity, but it's mainly because we're spending money. Because we're spending money on stuff to a point.
We've had a pretty hot economy. It may not feel that too. It's like a lot of individuals are going to say, what are you talking about? I've barely been able to make my bills. You live in an expensive town and we don't pay very well here. So I get that. But I mean, in general, when you talk about the whole of the United States, I mean, our unemployment's been below 4% for over a year. That's not a good place to be.
Record corporate profits since COVID.
Yeah.
During and since. So you can't pretend like, oh, man, it's America. We suck now. It's like, no, we don't.
We're spending
a lot and they're making a lot.
I think part of it, too, is that these are like leading indicators. Tesla just said, hey, we're laying off 10% of our workforce just a week after they reported as being the largest private employer in the area. And now you're starting to see some of this contraction. It gets people scared, man.
It does, and we work in a volatile industry that's very scary. That's your next topic of the news, is the government itself. If you're a coal miner, if you're a trucker, if you're whatever, the government has helped your industry in ways. If you farm corn, it pays for your corn. The government has never done anything good for the industry of radio, which is as American as it gets. It's been around a long time. We have FDR's Fireside Chats, the War of the Worlds, great things, Nirvana. All that stuff came from the radio.
Yeah. Morning Zoo, don't forget that.
The government has never done anything ever to help radio in any way. It has always passed or done things to kill and kick us and stuff us down. For the first time ever, something good happened in radio. The FTC, pushed by their chairman, passed a law saying non-competes are no longer valid and no longer legal. As a matter of fact, if you have and this goes for news television personalities too.
Well, it goes for tech and a bunch of other places.
It does, but it's a huge thing for radio and TV news. It's what they addressed. If you have a non-compete clause, or even if you didn't have it, a lot of times places would bully you because you couldn't afford a lawyer. When you got let go or you left, they would say, well, we'll pay you a severance, but you can't work. Basically, it says if you're a news reporter, radio person in Austin, you can't get a job in Austin as even a podcaster for like 6 months to a year. It is insane. It has damaged careers. Well, it puts the power in the boss's hands.
It prevents people, too, from having a competitive like search for other
Absolutely,
work
Absolutely, because you can't get hired across the hall or at another conglomerate. They're all happy about it because it's less competitive pay, but no more non-competes.
Cool.
So,
well, we did it.
Yeah. Now we actually have to pay Matt more to be over here, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where's that money coming from? Your paycheck?
I think I still have. Remember when I found that 20 in my pog container?
Yeah.
Over here? I think that's where it'll come from. Okay. Happy birthday, Matt. Is that what the segment's about?
I still haven't gotten the dinners from our sports bet, so I really don't think that this $20 is coming my way.
I still haven't gotten the 100 you owe me.
I don't owe you 100. You owe
okay,
me 20.
We'll talk sports bet coming up.
Shock.
drama diva infighting and flame-throwing robots. Let's take a look at the internet.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet. That's what's happening online today. The first viral video, there's a flame throwing dog robot going for $10,000. Have you seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrific and it's awesome. And one of my favorite tweets about it, because you've had a lot. You've had people that are very like, oh, this is aggressive. They're going to kill people. And you've had other people like, I'm going to burn S down. Yeah. Just like me when I set a fire with my torch for Spencer's birthday.
I'm not kidding. The first person I thought of when I saw it, I was like, oh, CJ wants one of these.
I worry they're going to turn on me. But one of my favorite...
Do we know if there's a payment plan so all of us can get one?
Can afford it, yeah. Like, imagine getting financing from your bank to buy a $10,000 robo-dog flamethrower.
I just need it. I'm going to start my own business.
Just wait. There'll be one on Temu. What's your favorite tweet?
Well, there's been a lot of fighting back and forth. Not fighting, but just people criticizing it or being weird about it. But... our friend Martha Kelly, a comedian, just said, like, you can tell the poor little dog's scared by the way its legs are shaking and moving. Because it's a robot, but it's doing, like, a little weird dance. Like, if a dog had to go pee or a dog was scared by another dog on a leash, like, they do that little tap shake.
Right.
She's an animal lover, and she's like, it's scared by the flame. You can tell. And it was so, like, had nothing to do with what everyone else was talking about. I was like, oh, that's cute. but is this something we need to have in the public?
Yes.
A flame-throwing robo-dog. What if you just send it after other people?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Guess what? You're not going to be soliciting at my house anymore.
Also, I'm going to say from my...
CJ won't show up and look through the window and wait for you to see that he's there either.
Really. I'm worried that... Or I'm thinking the propellant it uses won't really burn you that much because it's just burning the propellant as it shoots through air.
It's going to hurt,
it's not like a true torch that's creating heat. It's just burning the propellant it shoots. What gets bad is when they make like the napalm propellant that sticks to you.
Well, it's not
like,
military grade.
It means you take what is there and you add dish soap to it and you're good.
Okay, I'll experiment with this and get back to you.
Yeah, when are you getting one is what I want to know.
Soon. There's a lot of heat in hot goss between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift. Usually I wouldn't talk about this, but I love the headlines and the stuff coming from it because I guess they're having something to do with lyrics in Taylor's recent weird album.
What are they fighting about, you know?
They're just beefing about stuff, but it's great because...
Wait, so... Taylor and Kim K are beefing, kind of like Kendrick and Drake or whatever. So it's a bunch of diss tracks coming out, I bet.
But here's what I enjoy about it. It reminds me of girls you see today on social media or back in high school where Taylor Swift's like, you know, I'm not going to focus. I don't care about her and her life. She just needs to move on. And right. Kim Kardashian's like, Taylor Swift is obsessed with me. She needs to move to where they're both by fighting. They're pretending they're not fighting, but they're acting like, I don't care. She just needs to get over it.
Yeah, that's what she needs to do.
That's what every headline every different day is them. Well, then why is it a headline if you're getting over it? If you're ignoring her and not worrying, why is it every day something?
That's what these articles are. There's people basically bringing them how did you hear what Kim K said about you? Did you hear that, Tay-Tay?
Yeah, how come the person who usually says I don't do drama is always involved in the drama?
Always. Yeah. Yeah. 20, 30 Facebook posts a day complaining and being dramatic and weird, but you're not the dramatic one at all.
No,
not at all. Not you.
CJ, who do you think's right, Taylor Swift or Kim Kardashian?
You know, I've grown less spiteful of the Kardashians over the years, and they don't bug me anymore. And I've even watched a couple of episodes of the Kardashians these days, and I'm like, they're whatever. I get it. Taylor Swift, the last album seems kind of pretentious and annoying. So maybe I finally want to listen. I don't want to be like Matt's other show where they sound like a bunch of grumpy old men bitching every time they talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay, well,
you couldn't be more older and out of touch, and you don't get it. But she seems kind of annoying right now.
Whoa, bro!
Finally, seems annoying. Even
you sound kind of bitchy and old and out of touch, bro.
We're getting a lot of flack for this.
Real quick sidebar: listeners can't hear us. I'm trying to gain attention. That way she writes about me in a song people know who I am.
All right.
Because without it, I'm just some dumb radio loser. But if I create a beef, it'll happen. So yeah, her album sucks. Taylor, come at me. She won't. She's scared.
There you go. She needs to pay attention to what she's doing and not think about CJ, right? She needs to get on with her life.
Yeah, to get on with it. I'm going to tweet that right now. Like, Taylor needs to mind her own business and worry about her instead of worrying about the CJ Morgan show.
There you go.
Okay, good. I started a beef. And realistically, if any Swifties come at me, I will have a flame-throwing dog.
Goodbye, TikTok. Maybe.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
It's Weird or Wired. Make sure you follow us at CJ Morgan Show right now on TikTok because it's going to be gone.
Yeah, well,
it's already gone. Let's be honest. We posted like 4 videos in a row where we got 1,000 views, and the last 2 videos have 5. So good riddance. I'm tired of TikTok. It sucks.
Well, the last 2 videos sucked, didn't they?
They all suck.
Let's get into what's going on here. President Joe Biden signed a bill today that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban. I think it was the House. The House passed a bill on Saturday. It passed the Senate on Tuesday, signed into legislation and as a law today. And basically, it creates a risk to TikTok's existence in theory.
Okay.
Not actually.
Because TikTok is owned
by a company called ByteDance.
Yeah, yes. But they say it's the Chinese government that's directly...
They're saying
interfering
that...
why are we banning it? Like,
here's why. They're saying that the United States citizens' personal information is at risk. Now, can I let you in on a little hint? There are U.S.-owned companies that are using our information,
Facebook.
And it is at risk. A lot more to do with international scuffles than it does anything else. The law itself actually just says that ByteDance is too close to the Chinese government and that some of this information can be used against us. And so what they're saying is ByteDance needs to sell off TikTok as one of their holdings, and they have until January of 2025 to sell that off. I'll give you a quote.
I just clicked on Facebook, and it's like, it won't be the same without them, and then tags one of those things that hack you. It's they're so bad.
Yeah.
But we're looking at this one because...
Well, the CEO of ByteDance, So Shou, told users, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. And then he added, and did a little dance. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, got 1 million views already.
This is how I run my company.
They're saying that they're confident that they will be able to protect everybody's rights and that they're going to go to court, okay? And they're going to fight it because...
This is why you should never go into the hut on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, do you know what's more American than banning TikTok? Suing each other. And that's clearly what they'll do. They'll go to courts. They have lots of lawyers. They'll get tied up. And so I wouldn't panic. Also, the way the law works and is written, they wouldn't be able to continue to distribute new versions of the app in app stores. But if you already have TikTok, they can't make you remove that
right
from your phone. They'll find a way around this, I think. We know for a fact that it's not limited just to TikTok, but the sheer amount of misinformation that's on these social media sites, all of them. I think part of the worry is we're headed into yet another cycle of elections, and we see that there is a lot of discontent being sown into the U.S., and a lot of it comes through these services, things that you follow an account and you think, oh, they're teaching me
about this. She likes me. She's hot. Oh, she's DMing me and she's young?
No, not just that.
She needs a little bit of monies to get out away from her father and fly to America.
How people feel about the upcoming election, how people feel about the discord in the Gaza and Israeli situation, how people feel about Ukraine and Russia. A lot of that is comes from accounts and you trust that account, but some of those accounts are quite literally... informed by overseas adversaries.
Like the ones that are like grandma's silly recipes that says like, oh, what is your favorite thing to...
talking about Facebook pages.
And then you click on those Facebook pages and you see, because Facebook did open this up because it was such a problem during the 2016 election, you open it up and see that it's ran... by admins in another country, in Albania and Pakistan, whatever. And that's kind of the same thing on TikTok or Instagram, is you'll get people that run groups and pages that it's misleading where they're coming from. And it starts out as kind of the thought bait or what thought starter kind of probes and questions, but it can lead into this sort of thing. Like there were even groups back during the last election that were organizing protests in front of mosques and inviting DPS or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, there was a pro Black Lives Matter and an anti Black Lives Matter protest that were scheduled for the exact same time instead of in front of the same monument in Houston. an investigative journalist went into it and found that, guess what? Both of the protests were set up by one company, and that company existed overseas.
Yes.
They were trying to start fights here in our country, and people really believed in what they were. No matter where you fall on the political spectrum, people believed in why they were showing up to those protests, but they were
being
fomented and they were being manipulated. Well, here's one of the tricks and why it's tricky, is that we have something called the right to free speech here. We have the First Amendment in our country, and a lot of other countries, they could get around this a lot easier. They could just shut it down. Here,
hate
we have to find...
speech is legal, too.
Sure. And so, anyway, this is going to be tricky. I will tell you this. If you think that you're not going to be able to use TikTok tomorrow, you're wrong. And
yeah.
Nothing's really going to change with TikTok, I think, now, or really even in the future, because... The truth of the matter is they can just create a shell company and sell this to a shell company
absolutely.
And just keep it going for a while. So
basically they're doing what most people do anyways. They create a fake Gmail and then open up a new account. It's just never ending. Hey, here's the thing.
You're still going to be able to follow all of those thoughts and get their OF information, okay?
Okay, good. Log off the internet, turn on your radio. How about that?
Goodbye, TikTok. Maybe.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
It's Weird or Wired. Make sure you follow us at CJ Morgan Show right now on TikTok because it's going to be gone.
Yeah, well,
it's already gone. Let's be honest. We posted like 4 videos in a row where we got 1,000 views, and the last 2 videos have 5. So good riddance. I'm tired of TikTok. It sucks.
Well, the last 2 videos sucked, didn't they?
They all sucked.
Let's get into what's going on here. President Joe Biden signed a bill today that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban. I think it was the House. The House passed a bill on Saturday. It passed the Senate on Tuesday, signed into legislation and as a law. Today, and basically, it creates a risk to TikTok's existence, in theory.
Okay.
Not actually. Do you
TikTok
know what I'm saying?
Because TikTok is owned...
by a company called ByteDance.
Yeah, yes. But they say it's the Chinese government that's directly...
They're saying
interfering
that...
why are we banning it? Like,
here's why. They're saying that the United States citizens' personal information is at risk. Now, can I let you in on a little hint? There are U.S.-owned companies that are using our information,
Facebook.
And it is at risk.
This has a
lot more to do with international scuffles than it does anything else. The law itself actually just says that ByteDance is too close to the Chinese government and that some of this information can be used against us. And so what they're saying is ByteDance needs to sell off TikTok as one of their holdings, and they have until January of 2025 to sell that off. I'll give you a quote.
I just clicked on Facebook, and it's like, it won't be the same without them, and then tags one of those things that hack you. It's they're so bad.
Yeah.
But we're looking at this one because...
Well, the CEO of ByteDance, So Show, told users, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. And then he added, and did a little dance. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, got 1 million views already.
This is how I run my company.
They're saying that they're confident that they will be able to protect everybody's rights and that they're going to go to court, okay? And they're going to fight it because...
This is why you should never go into the hut on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, do you know what's more American than banning TikTok? Suing each other. And that's clearly what they'll do. They'll go to courts. They have lots of lawyers. They'll get tied up. And so I wouldn't panic. Also, the way the law works and is written, they wouldn't be able to continue to distribute new versions of the app in app stores. But if you already have TikTok, they can't make you remove that from your phone. They'll find a way around this, I think. We know for a fact that it's not limited just to TikTok, but the sheer amount of misinformation that's on these social media sites, all of them. I think part of the worry is we're headed into yet another cycle of elections, and we see that there is a lot of discontent being sown into the U.S., and a lot of it comes through these services, things that you follow an account, and you think, oh, they're teaching me
about... She likes me. She's hot. Oh, she's DMing me and she's young?
Not just that.
She needs a little bit of monies to get out away from her father and fly to America.
How about the upcoming election, how people feel about the discord in the Gaza and Israeli situation, how people feel about Ukraine and Russia. A lot of that is comes from accounts and you trust that account, but some of those accounts are quite literally... Created by and informed by overseas adversaries.
Like the ones that are like grandma's silly recipes that says like, oh, what is your favorite thing to...
You're talking about Facebook pages.
And then you click on those Facebook pages and you see, because Facebook did open this up because it was such a problem during the 2016 election, you open it up and see that it's ran... by admins in another country, in Albania and Pakistan, whatever. And that's kind of the same thing on TikTok or Instagram, is you'll get people that run groups and pages that it's misleading where they're coming from. And it starts out as kind of the thought bait or what thought starter kind of probes and questions, but it can lead into this sort of thing. Like there were even groups back during the last election that were organizing protests in front of mosques and inviting DPS or whatever, you know what I mean?
Like there was a pro Black Lives Matter and an anti Black Lives Matter protest that were scheduled for the exact same time in front of the same monument in Houston. An investigative journalist went into it and found that guess what? Both of the protests were set up by one company, and that company existed overseas.
Yes,
they were trying to start fights here in our country, and people really believed in what they were.
The Jade Helm stuff.
No matter where you fall on the political spectrum, people believed in why they were showing up to those protests, but they were
being
fomented and they were being manipulated. Well, here's one of the tricks, and why it's tricky is that we have something called the right to free speech here. We have the First Amendment in our country, and a lot of other countries, they could get around this a lot easier. They could just shut it down. Here,
hate
we have to find...
Hate speech is legal, too.
Sure. And so, anyway, this is going to be tricky. I will tell you this. If you think that you're not going to be able to use TikTok tomorrow, you're wrong. And nothing's really going to change with TikTok, I think, now, or really even in the future, because... The truth of the matter is they can just create a shell company and sell this to a shell company and just keep it going for a while.
So basically they're doing what most people do anyways. They create a fake Gmail and then open up a new account. It's just never ending. Hey, here's the thing.
You're still going to be able to follow all of those thoughts and get their OF information, okay?
Okay, good. Log off the internet, turn on your radio. How about that? Did you know? In ancient Greek theater, they used to get naked and wrestle.
That sounds like the Olympics.
It was. In ancient Greek theater, there was the tradition, because it was pretty big to have your stories told at theaters. It was the form of intellectual education and entertainment. But there was the tradition of having deaths occur off stage and then someone come out announcement. So they just found the TV Hollywood model of getting rid of a character you don't like pretty quickly. But I guess that kind of seems cool if you think about it, because it leads more to the imagination, or, you know, it takes away a whole action sequence. But also, you know, they weren't writing Jean-Claude Van Damme plays back in ancient Greece.
They were very Jean-Claude Van Damme, but you didn't actually see the action.
Didn't you? Or was that Rome?
No, that was Rome.
My bad.
That was the pit fights and stuff. I mean, other societies did it too.
They both came to planets.
Did you know they used to wrestle naked?
Hell yeah, they did. Did you know when you know, a lot of the histories we get from the ancient era come from like Plutarch, especially, or Herodotus.
Yeah.
But they say that the reason the histories we have, which you have to take with a massive grain of salt, they weren't written down in a volume to be like, this is history, this is a book of what happened. They were done to be, as an orator, to be performed on stage.
Well, that's what we have been doing for generations before that point, that the orator or the scops were like extremely important.
Yeah, it was passed down and written finally to actually be performed, and that's why sometimes when you go back and you're like, why did this dude do that? And why? That's why they would put words in the mouths of like Leonidas and the 300 and all that.
Fun fact, did you know the earlier books in the Bible, a lot of chapters are just them naming descendants of people? For that very reason, they eventually ended up writing down. So if you're a Christian out there, you know your Bible, Those are a lot of books you can skip because you don't really care about this is the son of
David,
so-and-so.
David, son of Galilee, yeah. Brother of Solomon, son of... Yeah, did you know if you read Game of Thrones, same thing.
Yeah.
Of house, blah, 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 really, blah, blah. Yeah.
Did you know, speaking of old people who lived as marble statues, to this day, the tomb of Cleopatra and Mark Antony? Never been found.
Yeah, they don't know where it's at. There's a lot of tombs like that. Cyrus the Great.
That's pretty cool.
Alexander's was apparently hidden and lost.
I think they wanted to hide them because you didn't want people raiding your body and stealing all your junk.
Yeah, you didn't want them taking your stuff. But what they did when Genghis Khan died, they killed the people that killed the people that dug and hid the mausoleum, so no one knows.
I don't like that you said Genghis Khan. I know that's the proper pronunciation.
You're right. His name is Temujin.
I also don't like when people say, I'll send you a GIF. It's a GIF, come on, and it's Genghis Khan.
It's not. It's also Temujin is his name.
The creator of the GIF said it's GIF.
I agree with that, but it's...
And I hate him for it.
And that guy is Jay.
And he also passed away. So now we can recreate the world in the way we see it. Did you know? You guys heard of this stuff? Lubricant for stuff? For body parts. Did you know the animatronic alien in the movie Alien was covered in copious amounts of KY jelly to give it a slimy effect?
Oh.
Also,
delicious.
Yeah, dude. That's rad. That's a good prop.
Fun extra did you know here they included. In Predator 1987, the blood was composed of KY jelly.
We used that in high school for plays and spooks.
Yeah, well, it was combined with green glow stick fluid. Give its blood that really bright green color.
Good job, Hollywood.
Man, wasn't Predator awesome? Y'all remember that?
Absolutely. And even the next one with Danny Glover. I like that one, too.
It's such a crazy shootout
scene. That's where I got the idea to break open glow sticks, is because as he's like making the chemicals in the sink, I'm like, I bet if you break open a glow stick, and it doesn't work as well. Turns out it needs to be there. Last one. Did you know, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, there is a city called Rome on every continent besides Antarctica. Makes sense. It's not really cities there.
I did not know that.
But there is a Rome on every continent, and also a did you know in every rich outside of a large Houston, Texas suburb, there's a street called Appian Way leading in past the mailbox and the pool.
Right.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Appian Way, which was the main road going into Rome.
Interesting.
Because you know how we have all these fake-ass Tuscan things?
Yeah.
Every rich gated suburb, you go down Appian Way, past all the Tuscan stuff, the mailboxes, and then there's the main office, the pool, and then you drive off to your little neighborhood on your golf cart.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, all roads lead to the pool house.
Whether you leave crying from laughter or crying for humanity, this show is guaranteed to make you a little moist. M-O-I-S-T. Can't believe they made me say that word. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.